On-deck business loans for up to $250,000. Apply in just minutes. Go to ondeck.com.au today.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Oh, they're wild at me on the text machine. Typical of you, Dwayne, got your Geelong glasses on. No way, that's a Geelong free kick. I'm happy for it to not be a Geelong free kick. But again, what I'm saying is Stocker had a chance to keep his feet. Now, that's the bottom line. He went to ground when he didn't actually need to go to ground. So if you want to rewrite the rule so that's not a free kick for Dangerfield, I'm more than happy with that. Keep your text coming through. 0433 98 11 16. Wayne, you peanut. Keep your text coming through. Try not to be too abusive. Peanut, I'm kind of okay with. That doesn't get you in the knob file, although I have noticed that Gary's been putting a few more people in on breakfast the last couple of weeks. Sammy Evans has been good enough to join me as part of our lunch menu for Barclays Smokehouse. Beat the lunch lockout with Grandmother Ham from Barclays Smokehouse. Find it at your local deli. A couple of texts that have come through before Sammy. Dwayne, you will enjoy the Westgate Bridge when it's finished. That's from Rob. I will. Hopefully I'm still young enough to drive, but I will enjoy it when it's finished. You're right. MCG was ordinary yesterday. Sound was loud. I could barely hear the person sitting next to me at the start of the half. The fridge is on level 4. We're nearly empty and no chips available at the start of halftime. So there you go. Every venue has problems. Hey, Dwayne, can you outline again why you rated the Bombers win the best of any team on the weekend? I'm a Bombers supporter and I agree with you, but missed what you said. It was a huge day for our footy club. It's because I rated Essendon's win the best win of the weekend. Essendon 1, Melbourne 2, Fremantle 3, Sydney 4, Cats 5, Suns 6. Because I think Essendon would have been the biggest story if they'd lost that game. They were number one on my pressure meter on Thursday. The biggest fallout of any loss on the weekend would have been if Essendon had lost to Hawthorn. So I think that was just the win they had to have. Back to your text very shortly. A couple of texts on the stand. Dwayne, love your work. Just to add some balance, we sat in the Stillwood stand on Saturday night. It was absolutely brilliant. Getting in was a breeze. The new stand was amazing. Very comfy seats. Great bar, great food. Incredible crowd noise, electric atmosphere. Awesome night at the footy. Simon from Frankston. So there are those that enjoyed it and those that didn't. Sammy Edmonds been good enough to join us. He enjoyed the basketball yesterday. And if you a basketball fan, we do have on the Barclays Smokehouse menu Chris Golding a little bit later on this hour. But welcome to you, Sammy. Great to have you on.
Peanut, great to be with you. I just had to get that in once. Great to be with you, Dwayne. Jeez, you're on fire today. Essendon best win of the weekend. And Liam Stocker keep his feet. In fact, I reckon Liam Stocker got to that ball in 2021, Dwayne, and Dangerfield's just getting there now.
So the bang-bang play as opposed to the bang-bang. But why did Stocker go to ground, Sammy?
Well, he bent down to pick up the ball, Dwayne, I reckon.
And I reckon he fell over. Keep your feet, Sam. Yeah, keep your feet.
But so he's allowed to bend over and tap the ball or pick up the ball to handball to a teammate, whatever he wants to do.
No, I'm with you on that. I'm happy for it not to be a free. Yes, it wasn't a free. That's fine.
Right.
But I still think Stocker should keep his feet in that instance.
Okay, Stocker should keep his feet. But we're debating whether we're with Dangerfield or whether we're with Liam Stocker, aren't we?
We're debating whether the AFL rule needs to be rewritten.
Right.
Because if they're going to keep paying free kicks like this under the letter of the law, then it's not right.
Well, I've got the rule in front of me, and the way it reads, I agree with you. Making forceful contact below the knees of an opposition player or executing a forceful action towards the lower leg of an opposition player, causing the opposition player to take evasive action. That is free kicks, rough conduct. I mean, I think we all know Paddy Dangerfield knew what he was doing. Very smart from Paddy to do what he did.
But because he knew Stocker was going to go to ground.
Yep, that's right.
Paddy read the situation. He knew Stocker was going to go down. Stocker keeps his feet. Dangerfield looks a fool.
But I would contend that Patrick Dangerfield went looking for the contact after the fact. So did Liam Stocker instigate the contact or did Patrick Dangerfield? I would say the latter.
Stocker shouldn't have given Dangerfield that out.
Okay. But it shouldn't be a free kick against is my contention. But
We're agreeing here, but smart players have been milking rules for years.
Yeah, this is a long way from the way the rule was intended. This is a long way from that.
That's why they need to change it. But we've been saying that for a couple of years. I mean, the good part is maybe they will actually look at it now and say, no, that's not what it was intended for. Let's actually have a revision of this thing right now. And that's where I think we all agree that that's where we have arrived at right now.
Yeah.
Fix it, AFL. have another look at it.
That's a good debate. While we're debating, I'm going the Dockers for win of the weekend. Conceded the first four goals, copped three second-half injuries, acknowledging the Lions also had some injury issues. And after all the off-season question marks, the pressure on the coach there at Fremantle, they dug in to find a way against last year's grand finalists. And a side I think we all believe are going to be pretty darn good again. So they get my tick for win of the weekend, Dwayno.
No, it's a fair call because it was huge. And the week they re-signed their coach. Will Matty Nix be re-signed? You're the news hound. Will he be re-signed this week or will they wait until they have a win?
No, I think they wait until they have a win. I mean, everything says it's close, but gee whiz, that was a loss I don't think many saw coming, yep. At least not to the nature that it unfolded. And for three quarters, they were woeful up there against Gold Coast. Take nothing away from the Suns. They just handled the conditions better, didn't they? But a bit to work with at Adelaide. And I'm a believer. I'm a believer in the Crows, Dwayne.
And one here on the test. Carlton says, hello, Dwayne, for the best win. No, I didn't put Carlton in because it was Thursday night's game and we addressed that Friday. So it was wins from the weekend. Yep. But, hey, are the Lions going to have a win with this Gabba situation or not?
Well, it depends what they constitute a win in this regard. So the former Brisbane Lord Mayor, Graham Quirk, his review into the Olympics and the Paralympics games venues, Dwayne, for 2032 has landed with an absolute thud up there this morning. Now, at the centre of it is a recommendation that a new world-class $3.4 billion stadium should be built in the in inner Brisbane's Victoria Park instead of a Gabba rebuild, which it is claimed also in this review from Graham Quirk, Dwayne, that is in fact being undersold in terms of the cost required to refurbish it. So this two-month review stated the real cost of the Gabba redevelopment with the displacement costs associated with the AFL and cricket and the like would have been the same, up to $3.4 billion, so $700 million more than have been claimed by the state government. The fact that it's landlocked and has issues, as we know, in terms of accessibility is another factor, public transport and the like. So they considered 900 public submissions on this review, 28 proposed venue sites were visited, 130 stakeholders interviewed, and they've concluded, Dwayne, that a new 55,000-seat oval stadium at Victoria Park would be the best outcome for the games and the city. This is just a recommendation at this stage, but under this recommendation, the Gabba would die effectively, become a green space, and Quirk said even keeping it operational until the Olympics, Dwayne, would cost the government $500 million. So essentially they're saying the Gabba's too far gone. Now, Greg Swan, the Lions CEO, has been supportive of the Victoria Park precinct. The Lions won't comment at the moment until the Premier speaks to this at around 3 o'clock our time today. So the Lions, and they're on the way back from Perth as we speak as well, yet to form a position on the back of this review, Dwayne, but it's a big one and it certainly flipped the city of Brisbane on its head in the countdown to the Olympics.
But a 55,000 seater brand new sounds like a good idea, but I don't know where Victoria Park is. Where is it?
No, it's in a city. It's not far away from the Gabba at all, but there's a better accessibility in terms of public transport and the layout and the way it would be designed. And I guess this means that the Lions wouldn't be homeless for a period of time either when it comes to redeveloping the Gabba. Maybe, and these are all, we're all spitballing here, they can just jump across.
They've rebuilt their new facility at Springfield though. Could they have had a rebuild of a facility there at that ground if they're moving that ground?
Well, I mean, the Lions are just bystanders to what's happening here, Dwayne, I think, to be honest with you, when it comes to the Olympics. I mean, to some degree, they are a stakeholder, but they're nowhere near the main stakeholder. So they are a tenant at the Gabba, of course. Maybe it might work out for the best. I'm interested to see where they settle on this, the city of Brisbane and the government in the countdown to the Olympics, because under this situation, as I say, they wouldn't be homeless while the Gabba, and that's a 3 or 4 year rebuild as it was on paper. Now maybe they stay at the Gabba for a period of time and they can jump across to Victoria Park when it is finished post Olympic Games in 2032. But
because I'd be rattling that cage. The Sydney Swans facility is unbelievably good and it's right next to the SCG where they play. And it would be perfect if that's where your ground is. The Adelaide Crows tried their hardest to get the Oval, Adelaide Oval number 2. I think it's, what's it called now? But it's Adelaide Oval number 2. It's been, they tried to get that. So they could be right next to the Adelaide Oval too. It'd be ideal for Brisbane. It sort of changes the whole world up there, this decision, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, it does, absolutely. And just repeating, it is only a recommendation at the moment. They've had a couple of reviews conducted. This is just the latest one of them from Graham Quirk. So the government are yet to form their position. So as I said, the Premier speaking this afternoon, mission to see what comes out of that. And just in regards to sitting in that new facility, they're deciding today, Dwayne, where they're going to persist with that march to the match, the Swans, something they can really build. You know, we saw John Longmire and the players marching among the fans. They are open-minded to doing this for every home game for this season. They got the Bombers up there this weekend. They might well continue it without the marching band and all that sort of stuff. But imagine if that became a regular event, just Johnny Longmire walking amidst the masses as they enter the SCG. I think it could be a beautiful thing.
No, I love it as well. Speaking of which, Tasmania would have a facility right next to there. Home venue as well, I presume. And there's a pretty big announcement to be made on Tassie tonight.
Actually, it's over the other side of the river, Dwayne, in Hobart.
Okay.
Rosny Park is where the training facility for Tasmania will be. Now, that's on the other side of the bridge. Ah. Where Macquarie Point is obviously on the city side of the bridge and of the river there, if you know Hobart well. But regardless, massive night tonight for Tasmanian football. The team will be launched. 18 live sites across the state. There's an event at Marvel Stadium to mark the announcement. We'll get the name. Certainly the Devils, of course. We'll get the colours. We'll get the logo. Live streams get underway from 5:45 Eastern today on the AFL website. So big, big night for Tassie. And then a big weekend next weekend in Tassie because we've got the election. And that Mac Point Stadium has certainly been the ultimate political football in this debate between the Labor and Liberal governments down in Tassie.
How will Sicily go in the challenge, do you think?
It's a fascinating one, isn't it? Because it all, I think, Dwayne, he's been charged with kicking, which is obviously nothing we want to see in our game. But the fact that it's been classified as medium impact is the one that Hawthorn will challenge. And we heard Andy McGrath basically defended James Sicily. I know there's a player code element to these sort of things, but he said the contact was basically inconsequential. He said that with Kane and Bucks this morning. So it was intentional, hard to argue against that. And it was to the body, can't argue against that. But the medium impact triggers the one match ban. Low impact would be a fine. So I'd say that would be the avenue they're going to argue against.
Okay, looking forward to that as well. Heaps of injuries as well on the weekend.
Oh, a stack of them. Some absolute heartbreakers, really. Bookended by Josh Gibkiss, the season-ending ACL back on Thursday. And then yesterday, we really hope Oscar McDonald hasn't gone down the same path, given he's worked so hard for another chance, the former Demon, the former Blue. And very similar landing mechanism, wasn't it, to Gibkiss? Horribly hyperextended his left knee. Fingers crossed for him. Brendan Cox's hamstring looks like a serious one. Josh Goeder, anyone who's done an Achilles tendon rupture will know what he's gone through in the loss to GWS. And the latest news this morning, more bad luck for Zach Reed at Essendon pipe. Hamstring awareness has become a hamstring strain against the Hawks. So he's going to miss some footy. We just got to wait to learn how much Zach Reed is going to miss at Essendon.
Okay, and NBL finals. So game, I think they've moved it. So initially game three was going to be head-to-head with the Grand Prix. They've moved it to a 5 o'clock
5:30 start. Yeah.
5:30 start. So that's a better... It's a better outcome, isn't it, for these people who want to get to both, maybe?
Yeah, and you want to be quick if you want to get to this. Tickets are well on the way to selling out if they haven't done already for Game 3, given this could potentially be, without putting the cart ahead of the horse here, Dwayne, a championship deciding game as well. Mm. So, gee, they put on a show, though, don't they? The NBL and Melbourne United, if you've ever been to a home game, magnificent.
That's great, isn't it?
Took the family along. We had an absolute ball, and they smacked them as well.
You know what the worst part is? Family, they get addicted.
No, horribly. It's great that it's over for the kids. They love it.
It is.
So game two, Hobart, Friday. Game three, as you say, returns to John Cain Arena Sunday after the Albert Park GP. Gee, what a day in Melbourne. Mm. That's going to be for major sport.
Oh, be huge in Ballarat as well, where I am, where the Dogs are playing the Suns. Sammy, looking forward to that game as well. There's plenty on in Victoria around the beautiful state of the one that we're living in. And Melbourne's going to be pretty big that day as well. But the Dogs, well, I want to talk more about the Dogs. Where are they going to play Norton this week?
Oh, they got
back or forward?
Well, that would have been a massive about face if they played him back, Dwayne, because they have refused to even contemplate the topic. So I think forward. And the one bit of good news is Tom Liberatore, just when it comes to the Western Bulldogs, he will, in the matter of a couple of weeks, I reckon, put pen to paper formally on a new one-year deal. So that'll be through to the end of 2025. Him, he's going as strong as he ever has.
Anything else you've been sniffing out, or are you saving some stuff for Sports Day tonight?
Never save anything. Never hold over anything for you, Pipe. I'll give you my absolute best each and every day. That will continue to happen. No, I'm not holding over anything. We just we continue to sniff around, as you say.
All right. And Gazy's just given me the stink eye. Make sure you join them. If you find out something in the next couple of hours, make sure they've got an avenue. He comes on Monday Matters.
Yeah, Monday
Matters. Are you on with them as well?
Monday Matters continues today, Dwayne. So,
it's anywhere you aren't.
No.
You're on breakfast this morning. You're with me, you're with Monday Matters, and you do Sports Day. Well, and you're filling in for Jared. Is Jared going to the Olympics or not? Are you doing his shift for 3 weeks? What are you doing?
No comment on that, Dwayne. Couldn't possibly comment on that at this stage.
Okay. So I'll take no comment to say that. I shouldn't have asked the question. Sammy Evan joining us from a cafe coffee catch-up. Macca's new surprise fries. Peel any medium or large fries for a chance to find a prize. Sammy, if that is the breaking news, we'll let you break that later.
See you, Dwayne.
Sammy Evan, chief sports reporter with a no comment. We'll take a break. Back to your calls and texts next year at Dwayne's World.